Well, coming up on Monday, July 19th, there's going to be a hiring event at University Place called Greets and Treats. Chance for local employers and businesses to meet with prospective job seekers, and a chance for prospective job seekers to meet with local businesses that are looking to hire. And there are a lot of them out there. It's being organized by Corralling Chaos along with the Chapel Hills Economic Development Department. And we're joined now in the studio to talk about it by Dwight Bassett, who's the Director of Economic Development for Chapel Hill, and Gerald Bonner, who is the Managing Partner with Corralling Chaos. Dwight, Gerald, thank you so much for being with us this morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So tell us about the event. It's going to be on Monday, July 19th, 2 to 5 p.m., University Place. What's it going to entail?
Do you want to start, Dwight?
So first of all, I think it's important to acknowledge what this is about. Starting last year, the town put together a recovery plan because we were deeply concerned about what our future was going to be coming out of the pandemic. And so we put together a plan called Revive. Council fully funded it on Monday night. We're really excited about what that means. And this event is one of the first things that we're doing to help begin to stand our market back up. There's been an employee reallocation going on globally with people rethinking what they do, especially in service sector jobs. And so we know we need to backfill those positions. And we know even beyond this event, we're going to need to offer training for people who have not been in the industry before. And that's something we'll be working on next. But we brought Gerald on to help us organize this event. We think it's an incredible opportunity for all the, it was targeting restaurants and small businesses and hotels who were struggling to backfill those positions. That was our original intent because that's where we heard the cries coming from loudest. And so Gerald is taking over and running this event for us, and we're really excited about that. Gerald, you can tell us more about it.
Yeah, sure. So we wanted to do something that would really get people out. You know, I've been to job fairs to actually to find my customers that way, right? Instead of submitting resumes, you know, I would talk to the HR people. And one of the things I noticed is that, one, small restaurants in the town of Chapel Hill, they just individually, they can't put together a job fair. And so I went to Dwight and said, Dwight, look, everybody's saying we need people, but how are they going to get it, right? And what can we do? And he was lucky to have some, you know, economic funding budget. So we're putting this together. We really are going out and we're asking the restaurants that are signing up and registering now. We have 9 on board already. We're looking to have up to 25. And we're looking for the restaurants to hopefully, you know, put up some food and some little treats so that the employees or the candidates can say, wow, this tastes good. I wonder if I can, you know, maybe I would work there, you know. You can't just say, hey, give me your application anymore. That just doesn't work in today's market. As Dwight said earlier, the workforce has gone through this pandemic and they're coming out of it and saying, I got to feel worthy. I got to feel valued. And they actually think that, you know, their life's too precious to work for, you know, people that don't make them happy, right? And I think they're also looking at it from a perspective of, I shouldn't have to work 90 hours to make a living wage. And one of the things we are collecting data as the companies sign up is, are they paying living wages? And we're promoting that on the websites. And the other thing we're doing is, for every person that actually shows up, the first 100 will get a $10 gift certificate so that for their interviewing time. So most people don't get paid to interview. So we figured, you know, that's the greet and treat part of it. And we really want people to come out and say, hey, this is the employer. This is what they, you know, this is the restaurant. This is the history behind the restaurant. Here's what they feature on the menu. And this is, wouldn't you be interested in serving this and supporting this business?
Yeah. Speaking with Gerald Bonner and Dwight Bassett, talking about the Greets and Treats hiring event that's going to be a Monday, July 19th, a couple of weeks from now, from 2 to 5 p.m. at University Place. And you mentioned restaurants. Is it all going to be restaurants, or are there going to be other businesses there as well?
So we have some other businesses. We're looking at anybody in the hospitality leisure industry. So we actually have a sporting store, not a sporting goods store. Mm-hmm. That I think they need some kind of people. I don't remember the application. And we also have assisted living centers that are looking for people in that job range, that of, you know, mostly line cooks, service rooms, hotel maids and things like that, those kind of jobs. We're, anything in that spectrum is what we're looking for.
A lot of places are looking for workers, and I know just from the spectrum, some people are having an easier time finding workers than others. Are you finding, and this might be a Dwight question, I don't know which one of you wants to take this, but are you finding that some businesses are having an easier time finding workers if they're offering more like a living wage or benefits or things like that?
Oh, yeah. The living wage is definitely more important. Mm-hmm. All the jobs. First off, one of the things that the small restaurants need to realize is that there's new opportunities in the market that didn't exist before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Amazon's moved into Clayton since the pandemic started. They're paying $20 an hour with benefits. There's other jobs out there where people can go, they can be Lyft drivers, they can be shuttle bus drivers, right, and make $18 an hour. So the market is tighter, and people are just sitting back going, I need to work for somebody that's going to be nicer to me, and because the jobs are not, you know, they're not, you know, hunky-dory jobs. They're not, oh, I'm sitting here writing code, listening to music. So, and these jobs need to be different. One of the things we're offering the restaurants is we're doing all the recruiting for them. So they don't have to figure out, well, how do I put up an application tracking system to collect the candidate data? And we're filtering all that out, and we'll be doing that for the restaurants as well. So we're doing a lot of the back-end stuff that would be uneconomically advisable or doable for a small company, a small restaurant that's coming through what they've been through, and then trying to figure out the technology behind, oh, how do we get all this up? So my partner, Jim Nadell, is sitting on the back end. He's got the application tracking system up. He's posting the jobs. He's looking at the candidates. And again, you know, we're telling them, you come out, we're going to give you $10, so you're not wasting your time, and, you know, you're not, you know, there's actually money in it. Like I said earlier, nobody gets paid to interview these days.
Yep. Speaking with Gerald Bonner and Dwight Bassett, talking about the hiring event, Greets and Treats, Monday, July 19th, University Place. And if you're if folks are out there who are employers who own or run businesses, what do they need to know about this event?
Well, they need to know that we are providing them a stipend of $100 for the food that they use. So if they give us a receipt for the food that they've, dishes they've made, we'll reimburse them on that end as well. So everybody's getting treats here. And, you know, they need to know that we'll be giving them some consulting and advice on how to interview if they ask for it. And after the event, we'll be happy to have a 30-minute consultation with them as well about how the event went, what other hiring challenges do they have, and how else can we help them move forward. Like Dwight said, if there's going to be other kinds of economic stimulus coming down the road, you know, if we can train their managers how to, you know, do customer service differently. And again, you know, one of the things that's really important about the living wage part is we've already seen a restaurant in Durham already say, hey, we're doing away with tips.
Yep.
And
this is Pizzeria Toro, right?
Right. Yeah. Pizzeria Toro. Yep. Right, Aaron. So, you know, we're doing away with tips 20%. And, you know, that's kind of what popped into my head when I first approached Dwight. Is I was like, Dwight, this is where we need to go. And he said, well, talk to Matt, which is with the Chapel Hill Business Partner Bureau. And Matt said, yeah, well, before we can go that route, they have to find people to keep their operations running. So, you know, this is just the first step. We want to help the businesses. We know they need help. And the government put out a lot of money to help them. So we should make sure we're all active and engaged to make sure that the money goes to where the people need the help.
Dwight, more on that. Is that Matt Gladick there you're talking about?
Yes.
Downtown.
In fact, I introduced Gerald to Matt and Laurie Ponticelli from the Visitors Bureau and said, you know, talk to them, find out what their needs is, and then we'll see what we can do.
Speaking with Dwight Bassett and Gerald Bonner, and turning to the other side of the table, job seekers, if people are out there who are looking for work, what do they need to know about this event?
So what they need to know is they need to show up. The first 100 that register for positions online will have a special invite. They need to show up at 2:00 on Monday the 19th and look at the different restaurants that have the tables here inside the mall. And then they just need to be ready to interview and be ready to accept offers. So I really think that's really important.
Yeah.
The other thing we're telling restaurants is they need to be ready to make an offer. We don't want candidates showing up, talking, giving them $10, giving them treats, and then they go, I didn't get asked to do any work. So the restaurants know that they need to extend offers. because this is when they have their, you know, the touch point with their candidates, and the candidates need to know that they will be made offers, and they have an, they might get two or three, I don't know, but if they do, then they'll be, you know, they'll be lucky.
All
and,
the better, yeah.
There's no collusion here, but, you know, we do want people to know that the wages are going to be within the $12 to $15 range. So another thing that everybody really needs to know, and I think is important to share with the audience, is the $300 that we hear of keeping people home, that's not true in the Triangle. Mm-hmm. Unemployment is too low here in the Triangle to be keeping people home for $300. So that's not the issue. The issue is there's just not enough people.
Yep. And then finally, as we wrap up, if people want to register, how do they do it?
They have to look at the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce website.
CarolinaChamber.org. Yep.
Yeah, they can go there, or they can call the chamber for information as well. And they can also contact me, look me up online, Gerald Bonner. I'm on LinkedIn, and especially the restaurant owners. The jobs for the candidates will be on Indeed, ZipRecruiter, which will all point them back to our site. So if they go to ZipRecruiter, Indeed, they'll find those jobs, and the restaurant owners, we're actually reaching out to the restaurant owners.
Dwight Bassett, final thoughts?
We're excited about this. We hope that it moves us forward. You know, we've had some restaurants that only can open at 50% because they have the lack of employees to stand up their business. And that's not the climate we want to be at in Chapel Hill. So hopefully this is the first step to completely help move us forward and move us a little bit closer to what we consider to be normal business operations.
It's the Greets and Treats hiring event Monday, July 19th at University Place from 2 to 5 p.m. Get more info and register online at the Chamber's website, CarolinaChamber.org. Dwight, Gerald, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.